I'm Brian Wilson. Very pleased to have with us today Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, retired. And he's a man who's done a lot of intelligence work. It's been good to have your expertise here for that. Works for the London Center for Policy Research.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
It's always a pleasure to have
you. Thank you, sir.
Joining us on the line right now, Alex Bolton from The Hill. We wanted to go through some of the things that have happened yesterday. And let's start with Jeff Sessions and his confirmation hearing yesterday.
I was accused in 1986 of failing to protect the voting rights of African Americans by presenting the Perry County case, the voter fraud case, and of condemning civil rights advocates and organizations, and even harboring, amazingly, sympathies for the KKK. These are damnably false charges.
That was Jeff Sessions yesterday addressing the elephant in the room head-on, allegations about things that happened in 1986 that he strongly denies. Alex Bolton with The Hill is with us now to give us a sense of how it went for Jeff Sessions yesterday and how it's likely to go in day two, and also talk about the other confirmation hearings that are on the way. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning.
How did it go for Jeff Sessions?
I think it went pretty well. As you mentioned, he addressed these allegations of racism head-on, and he said right from the start, "I abhor the Klan and its hateful ideology." So he sought to put that to rest right away. The other mine he dodged is he was asked by Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy if grabbing a woman by her genitals without consent is sexual assault. Of course, that references the Access Hollywood video that leaked in October and was a big controversy on the campaign. At the time, Sessions, who was one of Trump's biggest supporters on the campaign trail, one of his most prominent surrogates, was a little bit waffly as to whether that constituted sexual assault or not. Yesterday, he sought to put that to rest. He said, yes, that is sexual assault. And he was helped also by Maine Senator Susan Collins, a well-known Republican moderate, who said that, you know, she views him as a decent man and a dedicated public servant. And she reminded the committee that Arlen Specter, the former chairman of the Judiciary Committee, who voted against Sessions for the judgeship in 1986, later said he regretted that vote and found Mr. Sessions to be egalitarian. So it was a pretty strong argument on behalf of Sessions, and I think he's expected to get enough votes to be confirmed as Attorney General.
And yet, though, it's a day, second day of testimony on Capitol Hill for Sessions, and some of these people will not be big fans.
No, and the highlight today is Cory Booker, the African-American Democratic Senator from New Jersey, is going to testify against Sessions. This is something that's unprecedented. No one can remember it ever happening, and it's highly unusual. It's something that Tom Cotton, the Republican Senator from Arkansas, has blasted as a breach of decorum. It's also an opportunity for Booker, who is a potential presidential candidate 2020, to raise his profile, to get some national press. Democrats say that, look, there aren't politics here with Booker, that he has a strong record on civil rights, and it makes sense for him to speak against Sessions. But given how these hearings have gone so far, the momentum is behind Sessions, and I don't think Booker is going to do anything to derail him. But it's certainly going to be the highlight of today's testimony.
Well, I've been here since 1988, and anytime they say it's not about politics, it's absolutely about politics.
Yeah,
I mean, please. Hey, a couple things on national security. First, on John Kelly. I guess John Kelly did a good job yesterday, and then today is Mike
Pompeo. For the Department of Homeland Security.
And then and Mike Pompeo's coming up for CI today. So what did you make of John Kelly's hearings yesterday, if anything?
John Kelly cruised through the hearings. They were pretty subdued. There were some code pink protesters there.
Always.
But they did not actually disrupt it. And it just goes to show that Kelly is pretty non-controversial. He would be the first military leader to head the Department of Homeland Security. What's interesting about yesterday's hearing is he offered some differences with Trump. He said that building a wall by itself will not do the job.
And
he's right.
In fact, we have that little soundbite queued up, ready to go. Here it is.
If you were to build a wall from the Pacific to the Gulf of Mexico, you'd still have to back that wall up with patrolling by human beings, by sensors, by observation devices.
He went on to say it has to be a sort of a layered approach. But do you think that served him well?
I think so. I mean, I think it reflects what, you know, the way most lawmakers view the wall, that just building a giant concrete structure isn't going to be enough. And this is something that was discussed during the immigration reform debate in 2013. They talked about building a barrier along the same lines, not so much physical, but with lots of surveillance involved. So I think anyone who has looked at the issue of southwestern border security acknowledges that.
Yeah, and just full disclosure, I actually worked on that project a few years ago with a certain contractor. So anyway, all right, one other thing about the things today, Mike Pompeo, what do you make of that? Because obviously John Brennan, the current guy, is hugely controversial. What do you think of anything that's going to come out of Mike's hearings today?
Well, Mr. Pompeo's hearings have been actually postponed
to
Thursday because the Democrats said that there were too many hearings all at once, that they wouldn't have time to attend all the hearings because they serve on multiple committees, that they wouldn't have enough time to digest the information. So that's going to be pushed off to Thursday. And I think, you know, one of the focuses in that hearing is going to be, you know, what to do about Russia, and what to do about Russian hacking, what to do about cybersecurity. So Russian attempts to influence the United States, to undermine the United States here and abroad is a top topic, as is cybersecurity. So that's going to be the focus of the Pompeo hearing. Today is Rex Tillerson, who's been nominated to serve as...
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, it seems to me that the left has really got its guns out for Tillerson.
Well, Tillerson, his close relationship with Putin and Russia are going to be, I think, hotly discussed. But on the other hand, he has a tremendous amount of experience dealing with foreign leaders as CEO of Exxon, and so, you know, and he has also experience testifying before Congress. So he's pretty smooth. He's pretty savvy. He knows his stuff. So I think it's going to be tough to trip him up. And that's essentially what Democrats are trying to do in these hearings, or get these to prompt these nominees to say something dumb that they can then be exploited and used to sow a rift between Trump and Republicans on the Hill. Tillerson is probably not the guy to put his foot in the mouth. Sessions has had a history of doing that, you could say, but yesterday he sailed by pretty smoothly.
Well, so do you see anybody that Trump has nominated who is really, you know, on the bubble, who might not be confirmed?
I think it's very hard to knock any of them off, because the Democrats in 2013 changed the rules, requiring only a simple majority to confirm cabinet nominees and executive branch nominees instead of the traditional 60. So you would need Republican defections, and it's not apparent that any Republicans are willing to defect at this point. I think probably one of the hardest confirmation hearings will be Scott Pruitt to head the EPA, given his long record of criticizing that agency and also questioning climate change. So there you may have some environmentally minded senators who potentially could think about voting against him, but that'd be a real blow against the president, and no one wants to get on the wrong foot with Trump by sinking one of his nominees in the Republican caucus
now. I wouldn't imagine so. Well, listen, thank you so much. A really nice assessment there. Alex Bolton with The Hill, greatly appreciate you joining us.
Thanks,
here.
Alex.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.